Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, am I being handed an envelope, or have we gotten lazy? We're not doing that anymore. I'm just announcing the Pulse of the People thing. No one's presenting me with a manila envelope where I take the piece of paper out of the envelope and read it. We're not doing that.
No.
Lazy.
Unbelievable.
See what's happened?
Yeah.
You would think after last Wednesday, we'd be on our game as a producing duo. But laziness is setting in. It's summertime. I'm sorry. It's the way it is, okay?
Woo!
Sorry, Rick. Here's the announcement.
Go ahead.
The Pulse of the People Award Committee has put the following out. This nominee has a bright future in the eyes of the committee.
Okay.
Although he has given us great hope. Until the Mets win something, hope isn't enough to take home the ultimate prize.
Are you serious?
Steve Cohen has been eliminated from the Pulse of the People.
What?
Out.
Wait, what?
Yep, it's official. He's out.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. Rob Manfred is still in?
Yes, that's
right. Kyrie Irving, who's about to join the LA Lakers, is in?
Yes, that's correct.
But
the
Steve
second
Cohen,
half that's correct, yeah.
Who's orchestrated what? The New York Mets going from a joke of a franchise to a big market behemoth,
yeah,
as a shadow that lurks over Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
That guy's out, but Manfred and Kyrie is still in?
I mean, only for now.
What are we doing?
There's four of us left. Me. Thank you. Horns or something. Me.
Yeah.
No horn. I don't get horns.
The Pulse of the Peaceful People special announcement gets horns.
I thought maybe
no.
I got horns.
No.
I'll give you a fake horn.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm still in it. Stu Feiner, still in it.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, still in it. Rob Manfred.
You know what's amazing?
Those are your four finalists.
Craig, I got to be honest with
Woo!
You. Of the four finalists, it's a no-brainer. I can't believe I'm saying this. The Pulse of the People amongst the four that remain, in my humble opinion,
is
clearly Craig Carton.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it is.
I'm not sure about
that. No offense to Stu. Plenty of offense to Rob Manfred. Some offense to Kai. You're the clear winner. Like, I got to endorse you. I am officially endorsing my partner, Craig Carton, as Pulse of the People.
I got to be honest.
I hate to do this.
While I have had a great year, Stu Feiner's had a really good year. Kyrie's the voice of the voiceless.
I don't get it.
That's a tough one to beat. And Rob Manfred saved baseball. Think of it this way. If Rob Manfred didn't save baseball, you're not witnessing Aaron Judge's amazing year.
You are something else.
Can I remind
you that Rob Manfred, not on his own, but with someone underneath him, canceled on Lunch with You?
Twice.
Well,
the first time was acceptable. I told you off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second time, unacceptable. First time, okay. Second time, unacceptable. Yeah. With that said, Pulse of the People.
He saved baseball.
He canceled with a six-time Pulse of the People winner.
Yeah, he sure did.
Like, what do we do?
And they canceled yesterday.
That's
it was today they canceled.
Dude, that's like
day before.
That's a president-elect canceling lunch with the sitting president about 5 minutes ahead of time.
Listen, I'm upset about it.
Can you imagine if Reagan had that happen to him by George H.W. Bush? He would have been pissed.
Yeah, I couldn't fathom.
Reagan would have said, you know what? Go F yourself.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's the way it goes. Maybe if he was willing to come to the event, he would have advanced to the finals. Which means, does Rob Manfred show up?
Ugh.
Does Kyrie Irving show up?
Ugh.
I know I'm going to be there. And I know Stu Feiner is going to be there. He bought 10 tickets to the event.
You know what this committee has done? This committee somehow, some way, has made you, Craig Carton, the fan favorite.
That's what happens.
Like, if I put a poll out there right now.
Don't act like that's such a stretch.
Craig,
I'm beloved by the people.
Craig, if I put a poll out there right now, yeah. And I may. Hey, in your opinion, who should be Pulse of the People? Craig Carton, Stu Feiner, Rob Manfred, Kyrie Irving. Who do you think would win?
I think Stu Feiner might win that.
I think you would win.
I think Kyrie Irving could win
I'm putting it out there.
All right. That's fine. Put it up there.
You know, there's what?
Well, you know what?
There's the minor thing of, you know, beating guys when they're down and the low-hanging fruit of you know, bullying Tommy all day. I mean, you know, that could affect
somehow people. I don't bully Tommy at all.
Okay.
I treat everyone with the same level of respect. It's earned or not.
Okay.
And you get treated accordingly. Like what happened to the delivery of the manila envelope with the announcement inside of it. It's the little things. And here's what happened.
Well, the committee didn't send it today. No, it's not his fault.
When you guys start forgetting about the little things because we're number one and we're successful, you quickly stop doing the show that got you to number one. And that's my fear. Our success has made you two lazy. And I'm worried about it. I'm troubled by it. His attitude has changed dramatically on the air when I allow him to speak. I don't like that. I don't like a lot of what I heard Thursday and Friday. I don't like the attitude.
What didn't you like from Thursday and Friday?
We'll get into it off the air.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the attitude, and I don't like the fact that you're taking shortcuts, and it all bothers me because laziness is a problem. Laziness.
I see.
Evan, agreed?
No. I set the poll up. I'm so curious. Agree. Craig Carton, Rob Manfred, Kyrie Irving, Stu Feiner. Who should win the Pulse of the People
Award?
I'll
do another one.
I think you're going to win going away.
No Wag Wednesday guest last Wednesday.
What were you saying now, by the way?
No Wag Wednesday guest this Wednesday.
Who said Wag Wednesday? What was that?
We're not on this Wednesday.
Well.
Yeah, but no Wag Wednesday. It's sponsored starting next week.
Okay.
And we just let Wednesday go last week like it wasn't a big deal. And that means you're letting little things fall through the cracks. And that's where I have to be a bad guy.
Wag Wednesday is not a little thing that fell through the cracks.
Now I'm going to have to go back to being a bad guy. And okay. I don't like that role.
All right, well, I'm just saying. I hope it doesn't cost you come Thursday. That's all I'm saying.
Thursday?
Yeah.
I'll be there Thursday.
No, I know, but will you be holding anything of significance?
I have no expectation of winning the award ever again. I'm just blessed to be a finalist. Who's winning?
You're in the final four, dude.
I know. I'm happy about that.
I just set it up. I can't wait to read these results, but I am fully expecting. All right, we got our first return.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
150 votes in the first
minute.
That's
not a lot of votes, but all right, sure.
Early lead, and it's close.
Not me.
Stu Feiner.
I told you.
Number two by a hair, Craig slightly ahead of Kyrie Irving, and pulling up the rear, he's just embarrassing himself.
Yeah.
Is, of course, the commissioner, Rob Manfred.
Well, that's an easy one. So with this audience, that's easy.
Early going, we got a three-person race.
I like it. Well, listen, I wonder if that plays a role. I wonder if that plays a role. Let's see. How many votes in right now?
It didn't update. I'm still at 150.
You had 150 votes?
I'll let you know. Yeah.
Got it. All right. You keep us updated on that. Sonny, vote for your dad a lot.
Already did.
did you really, though?
He wouldn't vote.
He wouldn't vote. No, I think he'd vote for someone else.
Joining us on the hotline right now is one of the final four. Stu Feiner's here. Stu, what's up, buddy?
I think I want to be referred to as odds-on favorite to win the Bulls for the People until the poll says I'm not. I just want to say that. But let me just get this straight now. I'm going to be able to hug it out with Evan, which I don't think I've ever met.
You never met Evan. That's right.
Jerry Recco, too.
Jerry, now here's the deal real quick, just so you know. Jerry Recco is last year's champion, and showing the class of a former champion, he has to be on site to present the trophy to this year's winner, and he will.
He's a good guy.
As I will be going forward in perpetuity, just so you know, once I win, too.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Very good. I feel very positive. I feel very hopeful. I feel very blessed. I've listened to your Saturday show, and I think you've humbled yourself enough to allow me to be the winner, even though you deserve it, which we've spoken on infinitum.
Yes.
I think I'm worthy right now, and I'm willing to, because all I do all day is smoke pot, try to pick winners and make money and swim in my pool. I have time to add pulse of the people responsibilities infinitum forever.
That's
so
good to
whatever
know.
They are, you know what I mean? Have meetings in my backyard, run for Congress, whatever it takes, I'm up for the challenge. I have the time because what else am I going to do? I can't smoke any more pot.
Right. You really have nothing else to do. You're free.
No, I'm free because I can make probably $2 million a year in my underwear due to the fact of what I do for a living and through Barstool Sports and because God loves me.
Well, God loves everybody, right?
No,
yes, we're all God's children.
Not. That
oh, he does
is a
not.
Fallacy. God I don't go for that.
That's
no,
not
God.
True. I thought that might be
no,
true. I thought we were all
that's
God's
not
children.
How I believe. Okay. I don't believe God loves everyone. No.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. 853 votes in. You have 38.5% of the vote. I have 38.1%
wow,
of the vote.
That is tight.
It looks like it's a two-horse race.
Baby.
Wow.
It's never been a bigger point four in your life, Craig. What you're looking at, I can say you could look at my tuchus, but I don't have one for some reason. I have a belly and I have an upper body, but no.
He's got no ass.
No rump. No,
got it.
No rump.
Now, are you bringing loved ones, cheering section? What time? I know you bought 10 tickets, which is great, and it all goes to charity, which is very kind of you and generous. Who's coming with you?
My son, Ryan, and I have four boys, 33, 30, 27, 23,
right.
My 27-year-old Ryan. Okay, you met him once, and it's the only time I ever met you, because he was the All Long Island, All Metro player for me from Farmingdale High School.
Right, he played
and
in the Boomer
Esiason. I met you and Boomer quickly with my son there.
Yeah.
And he's coming. So then Frank the Tank is coming.
Okay.
And then Daniela from Barstool, she's the secretary to the CEO.
Okay.
And Jetski, her boyfriend, who's a rapper at Barstool. And then Mike Grinnelli, who runs the Spit and Chicklets podcast.
Okay.
You know, with all the stars. And his lovely producer, also at Barstool, and girlfriend, probably wife, Alana.
Okay.
And then my buddy, Francis, and his friend.
Got it. Francis the comedian?
No. He's my best friend, Randy's brother.
Got it. Well, I tell you what.
Craig has just taken the lead on our poll.
Yes.
He's taken a slight lead.
Head to head, Biggs. Head to head.
Wow, this is insane.
I can destroy this poll in 5 seconds. I could put 50 million unique followers and probably blow up the platform. I won't, though. I won't do
it's got to be
so
organic.
Let it organically and intrinsically rumble.
And I should say that this is a non-scientific poll. This poll does not dictate the winner. You know that.
I'm assuming I'm winning. I'm going there thinking I'm winning. I'm going to cry either way. It'll be tears of joy or tears of humiliation and embarrassment. I'm going to cry either way.
Will you make a scene if you lose? Like, will you throw stuff, sunflower seeds at the stage, anything like that?
Listen, because I'm such a, over-the-top winner, I am the most gracious loser. Because obviously, because I try to win everything, and I can't win everything, obviously, I lose a lot. So I have been, for 40 years, perfecting how to lose. Because that's the norm. So just like Rafa Nadal, he's the greatest living athlete ever. Very close to Tom Brady, because he's gracious. He is just class. When he talks, it's like listening to, Winston Churchill talk. And that's how I
am. Except with a much different accent.
Correct.
Yeah. I will listen. Thursday night, doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you and your family there and your kids and your Barstool buddies as well. And all I can say to you at this point is good luck. It's coming down to me, you, Kyrie, and Rob Manfred.
I think what should happen, really, because, for the pomp and circumstance and just for the heightened excitement, why don't we ask Kyrie and Manfred on this phone call? Why don't you make a call to the Pulse of the People and let's it's you and me. No, but listen, we are the people. We are taking over the world, you and me. But right now, it's like when Batman fought Superman. It happens.
It does
and,
happen.
With three Spider-Mans.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you should win, I will gladly shake your hand on that stage and wish you the best.
Hug it out.
That's it. All right, kid. We'll see you Thursday.
Listen, cold on that stage, how many push-ups can you do? Because I'm at probably my worst shape I've been in 5 years.
How many can you do straight?
Since I ran the marathon, I've totally fallen apart.
How many can you do?
I can do more than you. I'm asking how many
you
can do.
Yeah, but what's the number?
I can do double what you could do.
Just give me a number.
Yeah, what's the number?
I don't know. For money, I mean, randomly right now, I probably could do 20, 30. But for money and hydrated where I'm not going to, like, hand me up and stuff and stress, I could do, like, probably 70.
70?
Yeah, I'm good.
Jeez. I was ready to take that challenge. I'm not going to take it at 70. First off, Stu, you can't say on a random day I could do 20 to 30, but if it was for money, I could do more than double that.
I'm a hustler, Craig. What I do. And I'm such a hustler. I'm telling you, I'm coming. I don't want your edge. I want you to know I'm coming.
Bobby Riggs is in the house. Great.
Square in front of the dog.
See, if you
club. You
made a mistake. If you said, you know what, for money, I could probably do 20 or 30.
Yeah, I would have taken.
I would have challenged him.
No doubt.
I would have said, this thing is on live on stage. Me versus you.
I don't want the challenge. What if my picks spasm them the whole night? What if I have a heart attack and die in front of you? My A1C's 12. My sugars are 400. I'm a freak of nature. I should be dead 10 years ago.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen on Thursday, but we'll see you there.
I've had a fabulous life. I thought I was going to die before 30.
All right, buddy. I'll see you Thursday.
I love you, Evan. I love you. Hug it out, Evan.
All right, man.
All right, Stu Finer. And it all goes down Thursday night at Gotham Comedy Club.
We're a little under 2,000 votes.
Where am I
at? 39% Finer, 38% you.
Really?
17% Kyrie.
Okay.
6% Rob Manfred.
So Manfred's out.
So it is.
According to the people.
I mean, Kyrie's out too. You guys are doubling him. It's a two-man race. It's you and Finer.
Me and Stu Finer. If you'd asked me 5 years ago if that was the case, I would have said probably not. But here we are.
Listen, I look at these four. I'm a never Manfred guy. Never Manfred. Any of those other
so
three, I think
I'd take. So you're happy if Kyrie wins it?
I wouldn't be happy, but I'm glad it's not Manfred.
Got it. It seems like the people are speaking on that right now as well.
Yeah. Because in this case, I have the pulse of the people.
So 1,900 votes, Stu Finer, 39.6%. Craig Carton, 37.7%.
Wow, he's pulling away.
He's up by about a point and a half.
He's pulling away.
I wouldn't say it's pulling away, Jack.
You made a good run, though.
That's not pulling away.
Yeah, we're going to call it real soon. The election officials are in the decision desk, ready to make a call. We're getting close.
This isn't Gorm Bush.
We've eliminated.
This is going on for a while.
We've eliminated Kai. They're gone. They're done. They're goodbye. See you
later. Well, again, this is an imperfect poll.
No, of course.
I'm sure the polls of the people already have their winner.
I hope so.
I hate for them to look at this and then make a decision.
Yeah, reconsider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.